This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Technology Products World. We're about to speak to Keith Nowak, who is a spokesperson for Nokia. Welcome to Utopia Media's Technology Products World.
Well, thank you very much.
Before we talk about the new phones that Nokia makes possible, let's get a really basic point. Is it Nokia? Nokia? How exactly is the name pronounced according to the Finns who made it up?
It's Nokia.
Nokia.
Emphasis is always on the first syllable.
Okay, we got that. Tell us just a little bit about the background of the company and what its presence worldwide is, and then we'll talk about what it does in the U.S.
Sure. So we are, we're a 150-year-old company.
Right. So before there were cell phones.
Well before there were cell phones. In the days of lumber and paper and rubber and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Really got heavy into being primarily a mobile phones company in the early 90s, though.
Okay, and what
invested most everything else.
What could you say was its sort of competitive advantage? What made Nokia a leader in mobile phones?
Well, if you look at it, one thing that one of the interesting things that a lot of the wireless companies built up in the Nordic countries.
Right.
You have Ericsson out of Sweden. You have us out of Finland. Early in the days, there was a standard called NMT, or Nordic Mobile Telephone.
Right.
And that was really a standard that was used across multiple countries, which was kind of the predecessor of global standards like GSM or CDMA. And that really gave us a good step forward on building products from multiple markets to one standard.
Okay. And that paid off on a global level later.
Very much so.
Okay. Now, what's the organizational structure between Nokia Worldwide and the U.S. operations?
It's very closely related. We're not like necessarily a multiple company kind of company. So
right.
We do, have our own sales operation here. We have, but overall, our product range is basically global.
Okay.
We make a product platform and pretty much sell that product in most cases around the world.
Okay, and Nokia makes the infrastructure as well as the end-user devices, is that right?
Correct, that's correct.
And what's its position relative to other manufacturers in terms of the infrastructure?
We have a very strong top position in infrastructure, top two or three infrastructure manufacturers in the world.
Okay, now are these phones more GSM, CDMA, or what platforms do the Nokia phones favor?
Well, we make both GSM and CDMA phones. Given the size of the GSM market, our GSM portfolio is considerably larger than our CDMA portfolio.
Right. Okay.
But we do support both of those technologies.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the N-Series, the E-Series, and the Leamora collection. As a sort of first cut at all this, what are the strengths and focus of each of those, the N-Series, the E-Series, and the Leamora collection, that would be directed towards particular market segments or types of users?
Okay, well, the N-Series is definitely aimed more at the, the consumer, but the consumer that really wants the high-tech product. These are consumers that probably are the early adopters that want to have currently carrying iPods or currently carrying top-end cell phones or currently probably have very high-end computers and stereo equipment and TiVo systems at home.
Right.
So these are truly multimedia products. So the products like our Nokia N91, which has a 4-gigabyte hard drive for music. We have our N90 that has a 2-megapixel camera with Zeiss optics. So these are our multimedia products.
So within the N series, are there some that focus more on visual and some on audio?
Yeah, the N91 is a music phone, really optimized for that with the hard drive, with the music controls right on the front. Whereas the N90 is more optimized for imaging. It folds out more like a camcorder and can record VHS quality video, high-resolution 2-megapixel images. So there are different different pieces within the N-Series, but mostly focused on consumer multimedia.
Okay. Now talk a little bit more about the music phone, the N90, and the video and the more video phone, the N91, and what their capabilities are.
Okay. Well, the N91 is our music phone. It's our high-end music phone, I should say. And it does have some great features like a 2-megapixel camera, built-in Wi-Fi, things like that. But its real strength is the music player. So it's stereo output, 4 gigabyte hard drive, so it lets you hold over 1,000 songs, multiple formats, including protected Windows media files. So it's a very dedicated music device.
And what are the modalities through which it can acquire music?
You can either download it over the air, through Wi-Fi, over Bluetooth, over USB cable. You can load it on, or you can just, well, I guess those are the main ways.
Okay, and how does it set, with the Bluetooth allows people to have earphones, Bluetooth earphones, and then play it so they can put it in their pocket and listen to it, or what's
you
the
could,
sort
you,
of,
you can do that
work?
As well, yes.
Okay.
You can do that, or you can load the music over Bluetooth, you can listen to the music over Bluetooth. Bluetooth is very flexible.
Okay. Now, on the video side, which are the camera phones that do that?
There are heavy-duty imaging phones.
Yes.
The Nokia N90 is our top-of-line imaging phone.
Okay, and what's its capability?
2-megapixel sensor, Zeiss optics, autofocus lens, and the video recording is pretty amazing on that device, that you record video instead of being little choppy small videos. It's full-screen VHS quality video.
And how much of it can you record?
Depends on the memory card you have inside. But if you have a big memory card, like a gig memory card, at that full-size VHS recording, you're not going to get tons, but you'll probably get 15, 20 minutes of it.
Okay, now, do these phones allow you to do video-to-video communication?
In some markets, yes. U.S. market, no, but in some overseas markets, you can do video conferencing type of activities.
And that's a function of the network that's available.
Of the network, correct.
These phones can do it, but they need to be in the right
area. Need to be in a wideband CDMA or UMTS network.
Are those networks coming to the U.S., as far as you know?
You will see UMTS in this market. It'll be at a different frequency. So even when it's here, these phones will not operate that way.
Are there any Nokia phones that work in the U.S. that do that? That allow video.
As of today, there are no networks that support that.
Okay. Are there networks coming up that can EVDO do that?
EVDO cannot do that. The EVDO does not let you use simultaneous voice and data.
Okay.
Whereas wideband CDMA can, but wideband CDMA is not yet available in this market.
Okay.
It's coming probably in the next few months.
Now, can the video that's recorded on these phones be then transmitted back to a home station or over to the web or something?
Sure. You could send it as an email. You could upload it. You could transfer to a PC.
Can it be uploaded live as it's being recorded, or does it have to be recorded and then sent as a file?
That it won't do. It'll just be saved as a file.
Okay. Are there any cameras that Nokia makes that can do that?
Not currently, no.
Okay. So wrap up on the N-Series by saying who wants it and what they can do with it.
So the N-Series really is for people that are interested in really a multimedia experience that want to really take the things they do at home, whether it's imaging, whether it's music, and take it on the road with them.
Okay. And essentially after they collect it that way, they can bring it back and edit it or do anything else that they want with the music or with the video.
Sure.
Okay. The E-Series is designed for another group of users. Which kind of people are going to want the E-Series?
The E-Series is really designed for business users, really enterprise users. So these are devices that have built-in email clients for use of whether it's BlackBerry, 7, Visto, the new Nokia Business Center. So any sort of secure email solutions. They have built-in Wi-Fi. They're quad band world phones.
What are the four bands that quad band phones are?
Basically, like an 850, 900, 1800, and 1900.
Okay.
So two America's bands, two European Asian bands.
So this is a global phone for the global executive.
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of keypads and other entry devices do they feature?
So there's one of the devices, the E60, is much more of a conventional phone.
Right.
But the E61 and E70 both have full QWERTY keyboards. The E61 is more similar to a lot of current PDA email devices on the market in its form factor of a sort of a thumb keypad QWERTY keyboard at the bottom of the device.
Right.
Whereas the E70 is a little different in that it looks more like a standard voice phone, but it kind of butterflies open to have a QWERTY keyboard that splits the phone in half. So you have a half accordion one side of the screen, half accordion the other side of the screen.
And
it's a nice no compromise design.
Does that E70 allow people to essentially use full fingered typing?
I'd still say it's a thumb board. You're not going to put it down and touch type with it. But it does allow for relatively large keys for such a small phone.
Okay. And what kind of storage does it have?
These products all have removable memory. So in most cases, they'll come with a 128 meg card.
Right.
But you can always get up to a 1 gigabyte card.
And what kind of cards are these that you can use for extra memory?
E60 uses a reduced size MMC card.
Right.
Whereas the E61 and E70 both use a micro SD card.
Okay. So essentially, the gadget nuts are going to want the N series. The business people are going to want the E series. Who's going to want the Lamour collection?
The Lamour collection is really designed more for the fashionable user. Somebody that really wants to use their device mostly for voice, but want something to show, they can show off and looks cool. There's three devices in the Lamour collection, and each have unique materials. So they have mirrored displays. They have sort of some have leather accents. Some have etched flowers on the device. So they're very stylish, very fashionable.
Right. Are these etched flower users going to be men and women, or what's your marketing tell you about people who want etched flowers on their cell phones?
But the more floral versions, although it is a very subtle flower, does have appeal to both, but is a little bit more female skewed. There's also a color collection is called Cool, which is more of a deep brown that has a much more masculine appeal to it.
Okay, so there's everyone can find one to their liking.
Definitely.
Talk a little bit about how these phones are sold, whether over the internet, in stores, and what kind of marketing relationships tend to exist with cellular carriers, essentially whether people buy these by themselves and then go looking for their carrier or find their carrier and then buy the phone as part of the package.
Well, the E-series has not been announced yet. So that one still
it's not available. People can't buy
it. It'll be available for the first half of next year.
By when?
First half of next year.
Okay.
The N91 will be available early next year. The N90 will be available in a matter of weeks. And these devices are mostly going to be sold through specialty retail as well as online. And that's through the Lamour collection as well. It's being sold specialty retail. Basically, right now it's being sold pre-orders, at least in the Lamour collection, through NeimanMarcus.com.
Right.
And it'll also be available on our website at NokiaUSA.com.
Okay. And
so these are much more specialized devices that will sell more through retailers that are accustomed to selling maybe more of a multimedia device than just a pure voice device.
Okay. And will people then essentially buy the device and then go shopping for a carrier, or do they already have most people already have carriers and they just need to know what the standards are that are supported by the phones and they'll buy a new phone?
Most people will have a carrier already that would buy a device like these. And in general, if they're going to just use their existing operator, if they're on Singular or T-Mobile, all they have to do is take the SIM card out of their existing phone, drop it into one of these, they're good to go.
Okay. And now, for individual people, they could fall into one or more of these three categories for the N-Series, E-Series, and the Lamour collection, couldn't they?
Sure. No, there's no doubt about it. There could be more than one. Some people we found with our initial fashion collections, the ones that predated the Lamour collection, would actually own multiple phones. They would change their phones on the weekends.
Right. This is a weekend phone and a week phone, or a work phone and a play phone, and
exactly.
So, what are you seeing, in general terms, as the migration of people from lower to higher end phones, and how much more than now do you think that the replacement cycle could be increased?
Well, what we're really seeing now are people that are moving to the new devices. That for example, the E-series devices, the enterprise devices, people that are using phones for email. That seems to be a big trend in the States, where people are using it for work.
Right.
And So there's definitely a productivity play that is driving people towards that.
Okay. How saturated is that market right now? And are you
not at all. Very long way to go.
Okay. So
long way to go.
So you essentially see users now upgrading and many new users coming in?
Yeah, for the enterprise devices, when you compare how many connected email devices there are versus corporate email accounts, it's not even it's a tiny fraction right now.
Okay.
So there's a huge growth potential there.
Now, what's the relationship between BlackBerry as a hardware and a software with your phones?
Well, so hardware, there really is no relationship, but we do work with company RIM,
right.
Research in Motion, that owns BlackBerry, to license their software for these E-Series devices.
So they make hardware and software, you make hardware and use their software.
Right, and we also make our own secure email software as well. We just have many compatibility types that, so that way there's a good embedded base for many of the existing email solutions.
Okay.
And so we'll work with basically all of them.
Okay, and what you see in terms of sort of the market demographics of this is that more companies are going to want to put more of their people on an email platform that will let them communicate within the company or to outside.
Yeah, definitely. We're starting to see a trend towards, where it started with just the sort of the top executive suite. But
right.
We're really starting to move farther down the company where we'll be enabling much more mass market devices with email capabilities.
Okay. And do you see this as sort of a situation where you're going to still focus on higher ends, or you're going to make less expensive phones with similar capacity that will allow for sort of the downward migration of the capability within a company?
Well, you'll definitely
or
see
both.
Within the corporate type devices, you'll see email capability on more of a range of products, not necessarily the cheapest phones.
Right.
But you'll definitely see it on a wider range, not just the top-end smartphones, so that you can bring email connectivity to more people.
Okay. And on the N-Series and the multimedia audio-visual side, mm-hmm. what do you see as the trends there? Have you essentially packed everything that you can into one of these, and you're going to try to increase the bandwidth and the picture quality and the recording time and so on? Reached a plateau here with the N-Series of packing so much into one device?
No, I don't think we've seen a plateau at all.
Okay.
I think that what you're going to see is a lot of, for example, music and video, you're right, are nothing new, but they are getting better and better all the time.
Okay.
So that's one trend, is you're seeing these devices really push the envelope on how good of a music device or how good of an imaging device it can be. But
okay.
You're also starting to see new types of devices, like the recently announced N92,
right.
Which is a device that will be available in most of Europe and Asian markets, but that supports broadcast television.
As a download?
No, as true broadcast, not download.
Oh, in other words, I see. It'll be a mobile television receiver.
Correct. It'll be using DVB-H technology to bring down digital TV to the handheld device.
Live. You watch the news. You can be at a news event and you can be watching it. The way the people in the airplane that had some landing gear trouble were watching themselves on television on their...
Exactly the same. Whereas on the airplane, they were pulling down over satellite.
Right.
This would be coming down over terrestrial transmission.
What's the rollout plan for that?
You should very likely start seeing mobile television in the U.S. probably in the next year or two.
Say something, if you can, about the different capabilities of the networks that are in place in Europe and Asia and the U.S. and what impact that has, and whether people in the U.S. who want to have more capability in their hand need to sort of call up their carriers and say, I want my higher-end network.
Yeah, right now the U.S. carriers are, Verizon and Sprint have both launched EVDO networks.
Right.
Singular is in the process of launching a high-speed network as well. So there definitely are high-speed networks coming online.
How does this relate to... we did an interview a few weeks ago about Wibro, which is a Korean version of WiMAX from Samsung.
Yeah, so little different. These are more wide-scale, wide-area cellular technologies
right.
rather than more of the IP technologies.
Well, will Nokia phones be responsive and connectable to these broadband IP technologies at some point?
We're actually a member of the WiMAX forum, but
right.
At this date, we haven't announced any products that would actually operate on those technologies.
Essentially, though, once those are more widespread, which will lead the way there? Korean deployment of WiBro lead to the development of Nokia phones usable there, and then...
I couldn't even speculate on that at this point.
Okay. So essentially you're going to be going with the higher bandwidth cellular networks.
That's what we've announced this day, our devices that will run on those networks.
Okay. That sounds good. Any other last things you'd like to say about Nokia and its phones?
No, I think that's a pretty good overview of... You know, what we really are doing as a company is this year, we've announced just about 50 phone models this year.
Right.
And all of them are being quite different from one another, different capabilities. So really what all the new technology means is that there's going to be something for everybody, and that's kind of exciting.
Okay, it is. Thank you very much for talking to us, and I hope we'll be able to eventually do some video conferencing interviews in the future and broadcast it live to everybody who wants to see it.
Sounds great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.